This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 450, dramatic differences between a 6.5 and a 7 for IELTS Task 1.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, you'll find out exactly what you need to include in your writing in order to make that leap from a 6.5 to a 7 on your next IELTS Task 1 essay. Hey, Jessica, what's going on?
I'm just chuckling. Sometimes, like, if it's been silent for a bit, like if you and I are like writing something or like just silent for a little bit, like a couple minutes, and then all of a sudden I'm like, hello, or whatever, then Ozzy's like, what's going on? And he gets like all worried.
Oh, you're laughing. Oh, that's so cute.
Because he just like ran out of the room. Anyway, how are you, Lindsay?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm busy preparing for our big Boston English adventure that's coming up. You know, I mean, we are recording this episode on August 8th. So that is coming up in about, you know, 9 days. So I'm so looking forward meeting our listeners in Boston.
It's so exciting. And guys, I mean, I know this is the IELTS podcast, but I cannot tell you how much fun it is. Like, I mean, Lindsay has just massive amounts of tasks that she's doing. And like, I get the funnest parts, you guys. Like, I definitely come out ahead on the task side. Because, like, just getting to, like, be so creative about these activities and, oh, God, it's so much fun.
It's so good. So if you guys have no idea what we're talking about, first of all, you should go over and subscribe to the IELTS. Sorry, no, you are already on the IELTS Energy Podcast. You should subscribe to the All Ears English Podcast. So you'll also hear Jessica on there once a week. You'll hear Michelle 3 days a week. And we are hosting the first Urban English Adventure here in Boston, where we've invited 8 lucky listeners who have gone through the interview process to come and spend the weekend with us, immersing themselves in the local culture here in Boston and speaking a lot of English. It's going to be so cool.
And you guys, like, this is going to be amazing. And we're definitely going to be doing more of these in the future, you guys. So this isn't a one-off thing.
Right.
Like Lindsay said, go, like, get that general English podcast. And I know from teaching a lot of students in our course that a lot of you guys are listening to that as well. Yeah. As we always say, right, it's a balance.
So exactly.
We have everything here. We have the overall English improval on on the All Ears English side, and then the testing skills here. So check that out.
Yeah, exactly. And if you guys are specifically interested in the trip, I mean, everyone should go to the podcast and subscribe. But if specifically you want to get on the list to hear about the next trip, which will probably be coming in October, you should go to allearsenglish.com/Boston and just get your name on the list. And then you'll be one of the first to hear when it's time to submit your application.
Awesome.
All right.
Perfect.
All right, cool.
All right. So we had a really simple, direct, and useful question from a student in our course that I am certain some of you out there also have. Lindsay, what was the post from our student?
All right. Here's the question. So he says, hi, Jessica Beck. I'd like to know the difference between a 6.5 and a 7 on writing general training. Thanks. Very good.
Okay.
Good question. So, good direct question.
Yeah, it's fantastic and easy to answer, guys. Like, these are really, really specific ways, really strategic ways you can aim to improve your communication for the score. So, and guys, as a note here, the only difference between general training and academic is in the task achievement score. Okay. So most of today's advice is how to get that 7 for academic as well. Okay. So just if you're academic, don't tune out because we said the word general. Like this advice also applies to you. Okay. So guys, you're graded on four categories, right? Each category is of equal weight. The first category is task achievement. Now, the difference between a 6, 6.5, 7, right? So we're really talking about the difference between a 6 and a 7, just to make this clearer. A 6 student is maybe gonna talk about every bullet point, but some bullet points will be more covered than the others, right? Maybe the student only has one sentence about one of the bullet points, right? So a seven student has strong, clear, specific, creative, detailed information about each bullet point and has consistent tone throughout the letter. So what do we mean by tone?
Well, I think that the are we talking about the formality? Like, are we talking in a formal way or a casual way to a friend?
Exactly. So guys, if like a 6 student might have some inconsistencies in tone, right? Maybe not all the words are formal, but a 7 student is really sort of nailing that consistency. Like, it is obviously a formal letter or an informal letter throughout the response. So that's the difference between a 6 and a 7. Cohesion, coherence. Again, guys, for the next 3 categories, these are exactly the same for general and academic. Okay. For cohesion, coherence, first of all, it's organized and it's easy to read, right? The reader never has to stop and go back to understand what you're saying. But also linking words, guys. A 6 student is going to use mostly easy linking words like firstly, secondly, for instance, whereas a 7 student is going to have some more interesting words. Like at the beginning of a paragraph, you're going to be like, regarding the blah, blah, blah. And then the second paragraph, like turning to the question of da, da, da. So that's really organizing it in a much more higher level way, like noticeably. So that's the main difference.
That's so interesting. So just to make sure for any of our listeners, we should have done this at the beginning, but in case you guys are wondering about the difference between the writing task one and the general and the academic, Jessica, just real quick. So in the general, we're writing a letter, right?
Exactly. So general is a letter, either informal or formal. And the academic is usually about numbers, right? Describing graphs and such. Okay. And honestly, I think the academic task one is easier. Okay. Because you don't have to think. You just like, if you're in our course, you don't have to think because I tell you exactly what numbers to include and how to organize them. Like it's really a no-brainer. Just like, here's the vocab you need. Here's what you put in your essay. But for the general training letter, it's much more creative. You know, you have to be very inventive to do a really good letter. So yeah, that's a big difference. Hello, lovely listeners. If you want the complete system of strategies to help you get that 7, that 8, that 9 on writing task 1, as well as all parts of the IELTS exam, check out the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, and then for vocabulary, really what the examiner looks for is some ability to use interesting and idiomatic language. So a 6 student will be able to say everything they need to clearly, right? Like, I'm going to understand everything you're saying. There just are not many interesting phrases. So a 7 student is showing some ability. Okay. It doesn't take that much to hit a 7 here, guys. Honestly, some ability, a couple idioms, maybe a phrasal verb, just a few more impressive vocabulary items. That's a 7.
And so what would you say is the difference in terms of like the way that a 6.5 or a 6 student versus a 7 general training student prepares, Jessica? Is there like one thing it can boil down to?
Yeah, for sure. So that's a really good question. That's a very good question, Lindsay. Thank you for asking.
Thank you.
Yeah, so like a sick student is just a student, right? Like they have a textbook. They're like memorizing IELTS vocab lists, memorizing synonyms for house or fluctuate, whatever. Mm-hmm. Whereas a seventh student is seeking out native speaker resources and drawing, learning from those. Okay, so a seventh student is going to be reading more articles in the newspaper, is going to be listening to native speaker podcasts, not just our podcast. Don't stop listening to us, but also you need to read, you need to like expand your input to include native speaker stuff. Like that's how you start approaching a seven and higher.
I love that. I love that. Such a clear difference too in that kind of preparation. Yeah. Wow.
Right. And that's easy. Like, I feel like that is a very clear distinction. It's a very honest distinction. I mean, this is, it is honestly exactly what is the difference between a six and a seven student? Mm-hmm. And right. That's not hard. You guys can just write that down. Find a podcast today on NPR. I mean, you can do it. Okay. And then grammar guys. Okay, a six and going from a six to a seven in grammar would take like a year, honestly. So a six student has a variety of sentence structures and still quite a few mistakes. Not like, you know, two mistakes in every sentence, not like that, but, you know, a few sentences that are perfect, and then just like normal mistakes, subject-verb agreement, verb tense, articles, mistakes that everybody makes, but it doesn't prevent understanding. So that's a six. And a seven has quite a few perfect sentences, and that's hard to reach. It's hard to get at that. So our advice, you guys, don't waste your time trying to perfect your grammar. Improve these other categories because they're very real, manageable ways to improve quickly.
Yeah. I love that. I think in our course, we have a very smart approach to grammar. You know, we tell you what you need to do and it's not a ton. And we steer you in the other directions that are going to increase your score faster. So it's a really smart use of your time, guys, when you get into our course to just get ready for that general exam. Love that.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, or else we wouldn't be able to have the 30-day plan and the 60-day plan. If our goal was to teach grammar, you know, God, I never want that to be my goal again. I hate teaching grammar. It sucks so bad. But that's not our goal. Our goal is to get you the highest scores on the IELTS exam, right? So that's why it's not, our study plans are not padded with grammar exercises.
Exactly.
Because it's a waste of time and you don't need them, right? You can see the students in our course are getting the sevens, the eights, the nines, and they're not doing grammar exercises, guys. They're just doing our course.
You got it. Love that. So good. So smart.
So guys, you can see what kind of performances our students are doing by going to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and just skim it. Just like scroll down the page and look at all the eights and nines. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, at this point, it's really amazing. I mean, the evidence is stacking up here, guys. It's just very clear that it's your best choice. I mean, it's your best option. And having a study plan, knowing exactly what to do every day, that's priceless because you'll spend more time with your family. You'll maximize the time you are spending on IELTS and you won't be able to have to spend as much as you think.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we have phases. I feel like right now we're in a timing phase where it's just themes that pop up, right? Like fluctuating throughout our podcast history. And right now there seem to be a lot of questions about like freaking out about the amount of time that you're supposed to spend studying. So guys, come back to the blog IELTS.allearsenglish.com and just search like hours a day and you're going to see some recent episodes about how much time you should dedicate to IELTS every day.
So good. Awesome. Good question. Thank you to our student. And again, this was a question by a student in our course in the Facebook group. And when you do join us in the course, guys, the first thing you get to do is introduce yourself in the Facebook group. And at that point, you can ask any question you want, right? You have your...
Yeah, absolutely anything. Ask us about our favorite breakfast foods.
Yeah, you know, anything.
Just anything. I'm not saying we'll answer them. I'm just saying, you know, just ask. Okay, but every IELTS question we do answer.
There you go. You know. You got it. You got it. All right. Very cool. Yeah. Awesome. Very cool. So guys, go on over to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and just read the stories.
There you go. Awesome. So good. And we'll see you in the group. Yeah.
Sounds good. Jessica, talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.